Warrior, a 17-series novel. Written by A.D. Starling. Narrated by Michael Bauer. Part 1, Tombs. Prologue. November 1700, Battle of Narva, Swedish territory. The little girl stared into the dead man's eyes, her expression steady and unflinching. All around her rose the cries of soldiers and the clash of swords, while cannons boomed on a distant hill and the sharp reports of musket shots echoed across the banks of the nearby river. The morning's blizzard had turned the battlefield into a gray and bloody mire. The snow and rain that had been falling steadily during the night had grown heavy at dawn, and visibility was worsened by vicious gusts blowing in from the west. When the wind shifted to the south at midday, it provided an unprecedented advantage for the 8,000-strong army of Sweden's King Carl XII. They had been able to advance virtually unseen on the significantly larger Russian contingent, which laid siege to the city of Narva in early November of that year. Although tired and hungry after traveling across miles of treacherous backroads and countryside laid to waste by the invaders, the better-equipped and more experienced Swedes managed to get within 50 yards of the enemy's front lines without being detected and led a swift attack on two fronts. After overcoming Russian General Viede and Prince Trebetskoy's men, they now marched for the troops on the adversary's left flank, which were under the charge of Duke de Croix, the field marshal whom Tsar Peter I of Russia had left in charge of his army. As he carefully made his way across the treacherous ground, Dmitry Reznik glanced at the bruised skies overhead. Though the worst of the storm had passed, heavy flakes still fell from the low clouds that covered the land in eerie twilight. Interspersed with rain and sleet, the snow melted rapidly in crimson puddles that dotted the plain, forming brief teardrops on the cooling skin of the hundreds of Russian and Swedish soldiers who had fallen since the start of the battle. Reznik frowned at the gruesome sight. Given that he was an immortal who had witnessed countless wars and conflicts over the 5 centuries of his existence thus far, he knew he should have been immune to the spectacle of blood and gore that surrounded him. Yet, despite the fact that he and the 200 Krovir immortals under his command were assisting the young Swedish king in his endeavor to keep the new territories his predecessors had acquired during Europe's bloody 30 Years' War. Reznik could not help but feel overwhelmed by sadness at the needless loss of human life, which was why he headed straight for the little girl when he saw her standing on the knoll in the middle of the battleground. Although he hadn't expected to see a child in the midst of the war zone, Reznik was not surprised. Some civilians had still been trying to reach the safety of the fortified...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?